On Wednesdays, we always check in with Drew Lerner. He's at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to see what the weather forecast is for the global growing regions. I suppose we ought to start right here in the United States. Farmers are itching. We're in the month of April, and they'd like to move at some time. What are your expectations?
Well, I think some can actually get into the fields a little bit in this first half of this month. It's not going to be ideal conditions by any means, and I'm probably not talking to any of the Delta farmers. Those folks down there are really going to have a tough time trying to find a slot where they can get into the fields. But I think for the lower part of the Midwest, where the itch is starting to increase over these next couple of weeks, there will be at least a little better environment for at least hoping that the ground dries down. I think we'll actually see it that dry a little bit. We'll get some of the excess moisture off the fields. We'll probably have some of the higher ground and well-drained areas firming up enough that some producers will be able to get out and roll a few tractors over that particular ground and maybe even put a little seed in. It's going to be a little on the cool side. It's not going to be ideal as far as moisture is concerned, but I do think that there's going to be a little field work done before we get to the middle of the month. And it's probably very important for a lot of these folks that are in this marginally acceptable environment to actually go ahead and work some of those fields, because I'm a little concerned when we get in the second half of the month, we're going to fall back and be in a more active weather pattern once again. So we're not in the clear. And I think May will be a great month, but it's also late for some of these folks in the lower Midwest. So that's really where I think we're at the moment for those areas.
I want to talk a little bit about some other parts of North America. The northwestern corner of the growing regions for corn, North Dakota in particular, right into the Canadian prairies. Yesterday, USDA noted in one of its reports that the corn harvest in North Dakota is now 75% complete. It was, I want to say, 41 or 43% when they finished up in December. So they're moving along, but they've got corn yet to come out, and I think there's still crop in the Canadian prairies, too. What do you see for them?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Both those areas still have a lot of work left to do. And we have just yesterday thinned out the snow across eastern North Dakota enough that I think some producers were able to see the ground. And that's the first time that's happened for a long time. But unfortunately, it's going to snow again here as we go for the next couple of days. And it's going to be deep, wet snow, and the ground is still saturated. So field progress from this point forward in what's left to be done in North Dakota probably isn't going to advance very quickly. We'll look for better weather, though, in about a week, and the conditions out there will be a little drier. We'll see a change in the airflow so that it doesn't precipitate up there for a little while, but they are going to have a wet finish to the spring season and when the planting is most important for that region up there. And so it's going to be really important for them, too, to try to get into the fields whenever there's a marginal opportunity to do so. Up in Canada's prairies, there's a large area in the west and north that is still unharvested from last year as well. And we've just seen a ton of snow fall across western and some northern parts of Alberta in this past week. And the snow depths are incredibly great, and there's a lot of saturated soil underneath it. There's a lot of worry right now that they won't be able to do anything in their fields for a number of weeks, and there is still a worry that more precipitation is going to come down the road. So that area is certainly going to be closely monitored. The heart of the prairies are not nearly as bad off. In fact, they've had limited amounts of precipitation at times over the winter, and they should be able to get into their fields relatively normally. Of course, that's assuming that there's not going to be another major storm in that area for a while.
Anything we should talk about in South America for either primary or first crops or the second crops, safrina, corn in particular?
Yeah, you know, in Brazil, I think as of this moment in time for where the crop development is, everything's just looking great. There are some dry pockets in the south. Those dry pockets are not necessarily having a big impact on the second season crops at the moment. But the concern is that when the seasonal rains end, and they are going to end probably by the time we get to mid-month, if the soil isn't wetter than it is today, there is going to be some moisture shortages when reproduction occurs for this very late planted part of the second season corn crop. So that's what we're focused on here. We're talking about a month from now before that becomes really a big issue. Reproduction for these late crops will be in May. So it's a long ways down the road, and all kinds of things can happen between now and then. But for today, the crops in Brazil look fantastic, and the crops in Argentina are also looking very good. So there's really no issue in South America until we get into the second half of April.
And just like us, the Chinese are in the beginning of their growing season. Any concerns across that very large nation, either in the Northwest regions, which would be for corn or soybeans, or running the gamut like they do here, from south to north on kind of an arc?
Yeah, you know, there are a couple of issues to watch in China at the moment. From a grain and oilseed perspective, right now the one that's front and center is south of the Yangtze River. That's in the southern one-third of China. And that area has been pelted by one rain event after the other, just like the U.S. Delta has been and the Tennessee River Basin area. And that part of China is going to continue to see another week's worth of rain. Now, their soil is saturated down 3 feet into the ground. It's very unusual for our soil moisture equations to show the kind of wetness that they have right now. It's pretty impressive. And so every drop of rain for the next week is going to be runoff. Well, they're expecting 3 to 9 inches of additional rain in these saturated areas. So there's going to be some issues there. Now, the good news for them is that it doesn't all occur at once, but it's still going to be a sloppy mess. Early season rice and corn have not been planted in most areas, and those areas that have been planted are probably going to have to do it over again. In the rest of China, it's not a bad scenario for the most part. We've seen a more limited rainfall pattern here recently, which is a little bit more normal for this time of the year. In the past 3 months, China's had way above average precipitation, so the ground is poised to get support to a lot of the early season crops, and they should be able to plant aggressively, especially if they have this drier, biased weather around for a little longer.
Hey, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Joined us here on this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.